Track 7 and some more news stories. Cash bump for local charities. The Devon Lodge of Freemasons have given generously to several local charities. Based out of Newton Abbott's Masonic Lodge, Devon Lodge 1138 recently gave out cheques to good causes. Andy's Man Club was among the charities receiving a cheque for £300 from the lodge's charity steward, Tony Lamar. And some good news for us, monies was also given to Dairon's Journal. And there's a picture here of our very own Brian smilingly accepting the cheque for £300. Children's Hospice Southwest and Exmouth-based suicide support charity Pete's Dragon were also accepted cheques. And one of the oldest social and charitable organisations in the world, Freemasonry's roots lie in the traditions of the medieval stonemasons. Devon Lodge 1138 was formed in 1866, with the first regular meeting held on January 15th of the following year.
Town Crier becomes town's first honorary freeman. Retiring Dawlish Town Crier Steve Cunliffe, who served for four decades, has been honoured by becoming the parish's first honorary freeman. The Town Council granted the title to Mr. Cunliffe, who is 94 years old after 45 years' service, an outstanding contribution to the parish. First appointed as the inaugural Town Crier in 1979, his long term of office saw him play a key role in local celebrations and events. Accompanied by wife Caroline, he was a larger-than-life figure with his meticulously crafted Georgian-era costume. Over the years, his efforts and resounding cries garnered international acclaim, winning numerous competitions and accolades. One of the many highlights was his historic cry aboard a cruise ship as it crossed the Arctic Circle. Mr. Cunliffe was presented with a framed certificate at a ceremony held at the Manor House. A council spokesman said, "In a heartfelt tribute to a man whose unwavering dedication has brought pride and joy to the community for over four decades, we extend our deepest gratitude for his exemplary service and unwavering commitment to the betterment of our community. He's exemplified the spirit of service and commitment throughout his tenure and leaves behind a legacy of distinction and unparalleled dedication. His legacy will continue to inspire generations to come, reminding us all of the power of passion, dedication and service to others."
Disaster charity in need of ambassadors. The International Disaster Relief Charity Shelterbox is urgently appealing for volunteer ambassadors across the Southwest to help it support communities left without shelter after disaster. More people than ever are in urgent need of emergency shelter, and Shelterbox is growing to ensure it can support as many people as possible. Volunteers play a critical role in supporting Shelterbox's mission, and the charity is actively seeking more to join its global network of humanitarians. Community Volunteer Engagement Officer for Shelterbox, Jen Sanford, said Shelterbox was founded by volunteers more than 20 years ago, and volunteers still play a vital role in the work we do. Kathy Ryan, who's been volunteering for Shelterbox for almost 2 years, said, "I heard one phrase, no one without shelter after disaster, and it literally stopped me in my tracks. As an aim, it's beautiful, simple and direct. And I thought then, these are the sort of people I want to volunteer with." The charity is currently supporting displaced people across the world, including in Malawi, where thousands of people have been displaced by severe flooding in a cycle of disaster that is devastating the country. Volunteering with Shelterbox is completely flexible around people's skills and time commitments. However volunteers contribute their time and energy, each volunteer plays a crucial role in building a resilient future for communities in need. Since it was founded in 2000, Shelterbox has supported more than 2.5 million people across around 100 countries with different combinations of emergency shelter, support and essential household items. And to join Shelterbox's team of dedicated volunteers, interested individuals can visit the Shelterbox website or contact Jen Sandiford on jennifersandiford@shelterbox.org. And there's a photograph of two volunteers for Shelterbox.
Choir confirmed. Chudfest are delighted to announce that the Torbay Police and Community Choir will be performing in Chudley Church on May the 18th. This will be the choir's first visit to Chudley since they added Community Choir to their name in 2017. Before then, they were solely for those in the police service. They are now in their 52nd year and they have performed in many venues, including the Royal Albert Hall and Cardiff Arms Park, raising money for very many charities. They are expertly led by their very talented musical director, Hannah Spooner, and accompanied on the piano by David Giles. The concert promises a varied programme of music. A licensed bar will be available and tickets for the 7:30 p.m. concert are priced at £6 and are available to buy from Chudley DIY.
Song is top of the anti-racism pops. Two Year 10 students from Coombs Head Academy have written a song that has come top in a national anti-racism competition. Kate and Imogen, who study GCSE music at Coombs Head, won the all-ages music category of the Show Racism the Red Card competition with their song Hate in Our Hearts. The students will attend an award ceremony at Wolverhampton Wanderers Molyneux Stadium in July, where famous footballers will present the prizes. This is a national competition with schools all over the country taking part, so this is an amazing achievement, said a spokesperson from Coombs Head Academy. The Show Racism the Red Card competition is the largest equalities-themed competition in the UK, attracting around 25,000 participants from over 400 schools. Youngsters are asked to produce creative work with an original anti-racism theme. Award categories include artwork, creative writing, film, music, and t-shirt design.